With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander and Nicolet College have begun talking about a municipal well being installed on the campus. As WXPR reported earlier this month, a test well on the campus showed promising results. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
The city of Rhinelander has been operating on three wells after two were shut down in 2019 due to PFAS contamination. City Administrator Patrick Reagan told WXPR the city is keeping up with capacity with its current wells. He says an additional well will help the city keep up with the growth the city has been experiencing and that he expects to continue. Nicolet College said in a statement that it met with city officials on Monday. It called the meeting productive. No agreement was made. Nicolet says it wants to take time to look into the legal, environmental, and financial implications of the project to determine if and or how the college would enter into an agreement. The college also wants community input. There's no timeline for Nicolet College to give a response to the city. The college says its intention is to, quote, make a good decision rather than a quick one. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
For many veterans, knowing what benefits are available to them can be a challenge. That's why a collaborative effort is underway to make sure those veterans stay informed. Price, Taylor, and Lincoln counties, as well as the Tomah VA Medical Center, teamed up at the Northwoods Veteran Post in Merrill Wednesday afternoon to help veterans and educate them on benefits they may not even know are available to them. Over two dozen organizations came to the post to provide information on employment services, mental health support, service dog programs, and much more. Officials at the event added that benefits change all the time, so it's important for vets to stay in touch with their VA for updates. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The NFL draft begins tonight at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, and the economic impacts will ripple across the state. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
The economic benefits will be felt by local businesses, main streets, and communities throughout the Fox Valley and across our state. According to the Packers, the 2025 NFL draft is expected to draw approximately 250,000 attendees during the three-day event and have an economic impact of $94 million in Wisconsin.
Evers says visitors from across the globe are coming to Wisconsin for the event, providing a chance to showcase all the state has to offer. The draft runs through Saturday in Green Bay. A bill aimed at reforming the unemployment insurance program has cleared the assembly. Mike Leishner reports.
Assembly Bill 164, written by freshman Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee, would require those on unemployment insurance to make at least two direct contacts with potential employers per week, starting with their third week of benefits. Certain claimants would also be required to keep a resume on file with the Department of Workforce Development and complete a reemployment counseling session if they're still looking for work after 23 weeks. It's part of a larger plan to rebrand unemployment insurance as reemployment assistance. Jacobson says it'll help Wisconsinites get back into the workforce sooner so they can, quote, earn the best kind of check there is, a stable paycheck.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Spring planting is underway in many Midwest states. As Hope Kirwan reports, farmers are planting on fewer acres of soybeans this year amid the escalating trade war with China.
Federal data shows farmers intend to plant about 4% fewer acres of soybeans in the U.S. compared to 2024. Soybean prices heavily depend on exports to China, and the continued exchange of tariffs started by President Donald Trump means the future of that market is uncertain. Wisconsin farmer Pat Malooly sits on the state's soybean marketing board. He says growers have struggled with the crop's profitability since the first Trump administration's trade war.
Soybean price just kind of dwindling back on us. And the inputs are up, you know, last few years, and it's just hard to pencil a profit.
Corn, while facing similar issues to soybeans, is less dependent on exports, making it a safer bet during an uncertain year. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
A national report card finds that even with a $150 million budget threat last year, Michigan still made solid progress in staffing up its school mental health system. We get more from Crystal Blair.
The report released by Inseparable, a mental health policy organization, as part of the Hopeful Futures campaign, shows the state reached 36% of recommended psychologists, nearly 60% of counselors, and just over 40% of social workers. However, Inseparable's Caitlin Hockle says some gaps remain, including in-staff training and essential early mental health screenings.
When you catch a condition early and you get treatment that you need early, you have better outcomes, you're more likely to be more engaged in school and have academic success and perform better in the workforce later on.
The report also finds that while Michigan is making progress, it has failed to enact other key policies, including excused mental health absences and school-linked mental health services program. According to Inseparable, there's been significant improvement in Michigan's social worker to student ratio, improving from 1 per 2,300 students to 1 per 600. Lynn May, a licensed social worker with over 20 years in Detroit schools, credits proper training as key to the state's success.
There is an organization called the Michigan Association of School Social Workers who make sure that those types of trainings and educational classes are made available for professional growth and development for our mental health professionals in the schools.
Polls reveal that mental health is a priority for Americans, regardless of party, with 90% of voters saying expanding mental health care should be a priority for elected officials. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.